We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures and research and his knowledge and wisdom, touched upon the issue of monotheism. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures, his knowledge and his wisdom, and his speech and actions, he touched upon the issue of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, of course, which is a concept which is at the forefront of Islamic thought. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded to the doubts that came about upon this issue of Tawheed by various anti-Islamic persons with the intention of spoiling the beliefs of the Muslims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a steady program to remove their doubts. He cured the issues of monotheism that the people had by using his knowledge and wisdom and referring to philosophical arguments as well as referring to sense-based issues that pointed to self-evident, obvious truths that allowed no place for refutation or disputation. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be here at your service as we speak about these very interesting and beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, we have this conversation that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has, or perhaps it's a debate or a argument or a back and forth that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and this atheist. So this atheist, he puts forth a lot of questions, hoping to find a way to stump Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. But you find that His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, is not only not stumped by these relatively complex questions of this atheist, but on the other hand, the answers of His Eminence Imam Sadiq alayhi salam actually stump the other individual, the one who was asking the questions. MashaAllah, how very beautiful. So, we find that the atheist, he asked this question, is it acceptable to prostrate, to do sajda, before something or somebody other than Allah? So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replies and answers, no. It is not acceptable to prostrate before something or somebody other than Allah. But then what's really interesting is that this atheist, he doesn't just stop there. He was asking this question, in order to set up Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this is what's interesting. So then he continues and he says then, well, if it is not acceptable to prostrate before something or somebody other than Allah, then why did Allah command the angels to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam? And so here you see that the atheist was trying his best to be able to stump Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, to be able to kind of prove that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is wrong. And of course, the atheist must have put a lot of thought into this, how to set up Imam Sadiq so that eventually he would end up making a mistake. And so here, again, he says, well, why did Allah command the angels to prostrate before Adam? If you say that it is not acceptable to prostrate before something or somebody other than Allah. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, prostrating by the command of the Almighty Allah is the same as prostrating before Allah himself, if it was ordained by the Almighty Allah. And so here, you know, we find that this atheist was trying their best to find a way to confuse Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, to stump Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, you know, to try to find a way where Imam Sadiq alayhi salam would contradict himself to the point where people would be able to see this blatant contradiction. And what we find is that the exact opposite happened, you know, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was able to ask or respond to this question one after the other in such a manner that not only was he not stumped, but he came out, you know, completely victorious, saying that, you know, listen, whenever you prostrate and do sujood and sajda as a command of the Almighty Allah, then that is as if you are prostrating to the Almighty Allah. So it again depends upon whether that command and that order is there or not. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
The last wasiyah of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam before he passed away. One day a man came to see the family of the Imam. He met the wife of the Imam after the Imam passed away, and she was crying. She was crying so excessively such that the man began to cry. And then she told him, I wish you were there in his final moments. In his final moments, he gathered his family. He gathered all of his relatives. And he said to them the final word. He told them, you expect our shafa'a, the Ahlul Bayt? Let me tell you, la yanalu shafa'atana mustakhiffan bi salatih. The one who takes his salah lightly, is negligent with his salah, he shall not achieve our shafa'a. Our shafa'a will not be given to the person who takes their salah lightly. Because the one who takes salah lightly is taking Allah lightly. These were the last words of your Imam, my dear brothers and sisters. Let's pay attention to our salah. Let's honor the wasiyah of our Imam alayhi salam when it comes to our prayers. Believe me, there are some people, my dear brothers and sisters, who struggle just to pray every day because they convert to the religion of Islam and their families are hostile. I know people like that. They've reached out to me. I've shared this with you before, my dear brothers and sisters. There are people in our communities here in this country, in these areas, in Michigan and other states. They've told me the only place where we can pray is the bathroom. Because if my mom finds out, my dad finds out, we'll have a problem at home that day. A sister told me, my dad told me, if I see you pray one more time, I'll kick you out of the house. She's 19 years old.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.